Not everyone is aware of God's promises. Not everyone's aware of what the Word of God says. So you and I have a responsibility to make them aware, don't we? Have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 4. I'm going to read a very familiar passage of Scripture, probably to most of you. But I'm going to present it in a way I've never done before. So, just something the Lord's been dealing with me about this morning. Beginning with verse 1 in Mark chapter 4. And he began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. He taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his doctrine, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprung up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprung up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And verse 9 is what I want to draw your attention to. And he said unto them, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then I want to drop down to verse 14, where he gives the interpretation of this parable. The sower sows the word, and these are those by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. And these are those likewise who are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, note that, in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward. When affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are those who are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things, entering in, choke the word, and becomes unfruitful. And these are those who are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. This thought came to me this morning. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And so I started talking to the Lord about that. Pleading ignorant. What does that mean? I don't understand. He who has ears to hear, who doesn't have ears to hear? What's the difference between those who have ears to hear and those who do not have ears to hear? See, that's going on in my mind this morning. And so I believe that if you'll just stay before the Lord will give you the answer. I was thinking, as I was meditating on this, I was thinking of the 91st Psalm where it says, "I will call to him." What's the next thing? "He will answer me." Well, wait on the Lord. Listen. So, if you want to turn to Ezekiel chapter 12, I believe we have some revelation here that helps us understand what he's talking about. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house." Now note this. "Who have eyes to see, but they don't see. They have ears to hear, but they don't hear." Now here's why. "For they are a rebellious house." As I was thinking on this, I was thinking about how various things can affect one's hearing. They can be born deaf. And most people are born spiritually deaf. Then there can be damage done to the hearing that impairs the hearing. And all these type things, just thinking about it naturally and then looking at it from a spiritual perspective. How we know we're born in sin, right? And so we need our spiritual ears healed so we can hear God. But then also there's environments that people are born into or grow up into to where they hear anything but the Word of God. Consequently, when they do hear the Word of God, it's strange to them. It doesn't mean anything to them. And then there are those who choose to not want to hear the Word of God. This is rebellion. You can't help rebellion. You can help ignorance. But until a rebellious person wants to put down the rebellious attitude and learn, you can't do anything for them. And I find it interesting that when Jesus makes this statement, he's talking in the context of the Word of God. The Word of God's going forth. But there are those who are so rebellious, they won't even penetrate. They don't want to hear. So what happens? That Word is taken away immediately. And then there are some who are superficial, a zealous, spontaneous person that hears and says, "That sounds good," but they haven't prepared their heart. They're only hearing what they want to hear. They're not seeing the whole picture. And then what happens? Persecution comes because of the Word, doesn't it? It always comes because of the Word. What's it trying to do? It's trying to steal the Word out of your heart. So you have to listen to all that the Lord's saying. It's not just picking favorite scriptures. It's not just memorizing the things that make you feel good. But you have to take the Word of God in context. I like the lyrics, if you've ever looked at them, to the song that Dale sung this morning on the promise. A lot of people think God promised this. God said, "I didn't promise you that. This is what I promised you." Read the Word. Listen. Do you have ears to hear? It's not, do you have ears? People have spiritual ears. It's not that there's not a potential there, but there's a lack of desire. Different, isn't it? And I'm finding today that among church people, the religious world, there's a lack of desire for truth. There's a lack of desire for knowing what God has to say. And if you don't know what God has to say, guess what? You're not going to do what God wants done. If you don't hear Him, how can you obey Him? And in order to hear the Lord, we have to deliberately pay attention. I believe for the most part, hearing is intentional. And I'm talking about spiritual hearing, is to where you get still before the Lord. And so I asked this morning, why is it that people have ears to hear, but they don't hear? And this is what I was told. The primary reason is distraction. You get distracted, thinking about this, thinking about that. You're caught up in the routine of life, just taking care of business, and your mind is not on the Lord. I was talking to someone this past week, and he was just sharing some things with me, and he just made the statement, God's always talking. God's always talking. God's always trying to communicate with His people. So the problem's not on God's side. It's on our side. And the problem is not inability. The problem's lack of desire. And when the desire becomes strong enough, the discipline will be there to obtain the thing that's desired. Do you understand? When you want to hear God enough, you'll put forth the effort. I'll give you an example. Daniel talked to God. He wanted some answers from the Lord. So he fasted for 21 days. He wouldn't give up. Right? Habakkuk wanted some answers. What did he do? He said, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to just sit. There's a watch on the wall. I'll wait till I hear. Those who wait on the Lord renew their strength, right? So you see, there's a real discipline here in getting into the presence of God. Now understand what I mean by that. I know that God lives in the heart of a believer. So the potential for being in the presence is there. Just because God lives in your heart doesn't mean you're in His presence. You understand? I mean, you can be standing beside someone and not be somewhat oblivious to their being there because you're so engaged in something else in your thought life. And I believe that's where many people are with the Lord, that they're so caught up in other things that they're oblivious of God who's there, that's wanting to have input in daily things of just the what we would call trivial things of life. Just taking care of business. God wants to help you take care of business. But He can't do that if we don't have ears to hear. Again, we have the potential, but do we have the desire? And I said, Lord, I mean, I understand what You're telling me to present. And I know You confirm Your word with signs following. So how will You confirm this? He said, My word will be confirmed through commitment. People who commit to Me will hear Me. Think about it. people who give themselves to me, people who commit to me, people that give me their ear will hear. He who has the ear to hear, listen, pay attention. Now, think about who Jesus is speaking to in this parable in the fourth chapter. He's speaking to people of a nation who identify with God. Right? He's speaking to a religious group of people. And no doubt some religious leaders are probably in the crowd. And yet he's saying, he who has ears to hear, listen. Now, that tells me that probably some in the crowd were not listening. They had ears, but they didn't want to hear. And how many times did people come, sent from religious groups, for the purpose of not hearing what Jesus had to say, but to try to trap him in his words so they would have something to accuse him of, so that they would be able to prosecute him, so to speak. Right? So he's saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. I wonder how many people here this morning have ears to hear what God's saying. So often when we assemble together, sitting under some ministry, we're just hearing the preacher. We're just hearing a man. And we're not hearing God. And we have to go beyond the personality and ask ourselves, what is God saying to me? And I want you to do that this morning. Ask yourself, what is the Lord saying to me this morning? I need to check up on my hearing. As I was thinking on this morning, I said, Lord, I want my spiritual ears to be so sharp that, as the old saying goes, I could hear a pin drop spiritually. And my eyes that keen, that aware, so that we can obey God, so that we're not deceived by things that look good but aren't God. And I believe that we're in a time of where we develop in our hearing. Does that make sense to you? You develop in your hearing one way, by learning the language. Right? If you go to a foreign country, or if someone from a foreign country comes here, you don't speak their language or they don't speak your language. Do you hear? Noise. That's it. Noise. But there's no distinction. And if there's not a distinction of sound, then how are you going to know what to do? If you expect someone to do something, you have to properly communicate to that person. And that person has to hear what you say in order for that to be achieved, right? Well, it's no different with God. There's things God wants done on earth. And He is trying to communicate. His eyes are going to and fro throughout the earth. He's looking for people that have a heart that's completely toward Him. People committed to Him. People that pay attention to Him. And if you're paying attention to Him, you're going to hear Him. And if you know the language, you'll know whether it's God or not yet. If someone disguised themselves or herself as Shuri and came to me speaking German, I would know it's not Shuri. You understand? A lot of people don't know the wolf in sheep's clothing talking to them because they don't know the language of God. They don't know the Word of God. They don't know the ways of God, the character of God, the principles of God. And if you don't know those things, then you will be duped through deception. You understand? Through something that looks good and generally will be appealing to you. Okay? He who has ears to hear, listen. Listen to what I'm saying, is what Jesus said. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm telling you to get your heart right. Do you understand that's what he's saying in this parable? Really? The bottom line, I'm telling you to get your heart right. Prepare your heart so you can hear me. Do you know we practice this naturally without even thinking about it? Kids do it in school, students do it in college, or whatever. You could stand up and, you know, teach in class, and they can be looking out the window, they can be doing whatever. But if you say, before the class starts, now you will be tested on this, and this grade's going to count a certain percent. Isn't it amazing how more alert you become to what's being said? We're talking about an eternal test. We're talking about something that's going to affect you eternally. How much more should we be giving attention to what God is saying? And people are looking to hear God through a voice, but they don't want to look into the Word. And yet the Word is the voice of God. You understand? Do we have ears to hear? If we do, listen. If we don't, He can't help us. He can't help the rebellious. Judgment is what comes on the rebellious. Wrath comes on the children of disobedience. But God's wanting to guide us for the sole purpose of manifesting Himself in earth. And I don't know why we haven't caught on to this yet. We still think we're here to manifest ourselves in earth. But our whole purpose of being here is to manifest God. We're on a pilgrimage. You see that? It's like Abraham recognized that this was not a permanent home. He kept looking for a city with foundations, note this, not whose builder and maker was man. So he's not looking for something physical. You never stop to think about that, right? He's looking for a city with foundation whose builder and maker is God. And it's amazing how the church world hasn't caught on to that. We're looking for what we call permanent residence here. There's no such thing as permanent residence in the physical body. You're not permanent. The physical body's not permanent. And buildings decay, believe it or not. If you don't think so, walk around Thomasville and look. But the things of God don't decay. They do not grow old. And if I'm looking for that city, the only way I'm going to find it is by listening to God. God would tell Abraham, do this, Abraham would do it. God would say, do this, Abraham would do it. He had ears to hear and a heart to obey. It's not enough just to hear. James said, those who are hearers of the word and not doers just deceive themselves. Actually, the verse is given, it's a command. You be doers of the word, not hearers only. Why? Because if all you do is listen and you don't put it into practice, you deceive yourself. Do you really hear what God's saying? See, it's not just what He said, but if you really hear what He said, you're also hearing, do it. You understand? Not just the instruction, but apply it. You're hearing that as well. Do we have ears to hear? Or are we rebellious? I believe a lot of the church world today is like God told Ezekiel about the house of Israel. They have ears to hear. They could. The potential's there. They have eyes to see. They could see. The potential's there. But they won't hear. They won't see because they don't want to. Isn't it amazing how many people do not want to hear all the Word of God? And when they hear certain areas of the Word of God, they ignore it. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Pay attention. Because it's going to affect you. You know, physical hearing, impaired physical hearing can affect you temporarily. Impaired spiritual hearing can affect you eternally. I believe we need to work on our hearing. I believe we need to start giving more attention to the Lord, paying attention. You know, there was time that Daddy would talk. We were hearing him talk. But there's times when Daddy would say, better pay attention to me. Now I'm hearing what he says. You understand? There's a difference between just hearing the talk and hearing what he says. Jesus said, listen to what I'm saying. I'm giving you word. I'm telling you how the word of God works. Listen to me. Because that word will only produce in the hearts of those who have properly prepared it to where it is actually a good soil that can produce. And then let me tell you this about good soil. There's more to it than good soil. Work it all. Because some only produce 30%. Some 60%, some 100-fold. And I believe the percentage of the production is directly related to the preparation of the heart. How well the soil's been prepared. How alert we are to the Spirit of God. And this is a day and time, we better be alert. extremely alert. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of teaching out there. There's a lot of erroneous doctrine out there. And people don't know when God's saying and when the devil's saying. And let me just go ahead and put this out. It's either God or the devil. It's either light or darkness. It's not a neutral ground. It's not just some innocent thing. Well, that's not what a man said. If a man's not saying what God said, he's not under the influence of God, so guess whose influence he's under? So, we're a voice either for God or the devil. The truth is, we're a voice. We're a voice in earth. What are we saying? It'll be relevant to what we're hearing. You with me? So what, excuse me, what are we hearing? He who has ears to hear. Listen to what Jesus is saying. Listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying. That's not coming through the natural ears. That's coming from the inside. It's your spiritual ears. Spiritual ears, spiritual eyes, perception. These things out here will deceive you. You won't deceive the Spirit of truth or the Word of truth. So it's imperative to have the Word of truth and the Spirit of truth living on the inside. Otherwise, you can go off and say, well, I thought it meant this. But you know, on a day of accountability, there's no excuses. So you can make all kinds of excuses today. People can go to a court and plea bargain and do all kinds of things and cut deals. You're not going to cut a deal with God. Do you realize we have one opportunity to get it right? That's why we're here alive in earth. If we don't get it right now, we're in trouble. If I can't hear Him speak now, and I don't obey Him now, what will I do in eternity? Do you think He wants to gather around Him disobedient children? Think about it. That's not what I'm reading. The thing I'm reading in this Word of God is the people that's going to be around Him are people that listen to Him, people that obey Him, people who truly worship Him, not just in word, but in deed. They worship Him with their lifestyle. Do we have ears? Are we listening? He who has ears to hear, listen. Listen. I'm speaking. Listen. I'm telling you that your heart must be properly prepared. If your heart's not properly prepared, I promise you that word will not produce in your life. And a lot of people today are disenchanted because they're not seeing things in the Word come to pass. Why is that? Because your heart's not prepared. It's your heart that produces. You understand? The Word produces when you unite. Not so long ago, we taught on John the 15th chapter on the vine and the branch. The vine has the ability to produce, but it can't produce without the branch. The branch doesn't have the ability to produce, but the branch has the ability to bear. Well, God's producing, but we bear it. And if we're not bearing, then it's not seen in earth. And I'm talking about the Word. The Word comes in. The seed enters into the womb, the heart of man. Conception's taking place. And then delivery to those who hear. To those who do not hear, there's not going to be a conception. And I'll promise you this, if there's not a conception, there won't be a delivery. You can wait all you want to. You can go around and tell everybody in the world you're pregnant, but they're going to know you're not. Do we have ears to hear? Are we listening? He just doesn't give me messages to make you run and shout. And I'll tell you why. I believe it's because He's looking out for our best interest. He's wanting to perfect us. He's wanting to bring us to a maturity. Emotionalism will not bring you to maturity. The thing that's going to bring you to maturity is confrontation. And God will confront areas in our lives that are not producing for Him. Those whom He loves, to correct. He prunes. For what purpose? So we'll bear more fruit. Today, people are content with one or two. The psalmist said, blessed is the man that has a quiver full. I'm going to tell you what, I want to have so many spiritual children, somebody's going to have to help me carry my quiver. You understand? And that can only happen if I pay attention to what He's saying. You get my heart right. And keep my heart right. You understand that in this world, even in the natural, you can plow that garden, you can cultivate that garden, you can rake that garden, you can do everything you can think of, and you can have it looking beautiful, but I'll guarantee you that you'll still have to keep the weeds out. And it's amazing, over a year's time, you plow it again, what comes to the surface? You didn't even know it was in you, did you? And it comes to the servant. So we're constantly working our hearts to where we get more of God and less of us manifested. And I'm talking about flesh, less of the flesh manifested. That can only happen if we hear what He's saying. So the message is, he who has ears to hear, listen. Amen? Are you listening? Pay attention. Okay. You all right with all that? Good.